This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
Part of my job, I think, as president, is to make government cool again.
That's presidential candidate Barack Obama, of course. And one of the themes of this campaign has been the restoration of confidence in government. Sounds like an abstraction, a bit of a platitude, government being cool. But confidence in the U.S. government is a real theme of this current financial crisis. Does the U.S. government back up what it owes financially, what it believes in principle? Well, 51 years ago today, the confidence of the U.S. government was tested in a way that defied all platitudes and abstractions. Nine courageous black students in Little Rock, Arkansas, had to ask themselves if they believed the federal government would back them up if they simply exercised their right to get an education. Little Rock Nine were a group of African-American students who were enrolling in the segregated, all-white Little Rock Central High School. They had the backing of President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I have today issued an executive order directing the use of troops under federal authority to aid in the execution of federal law at Little Rock, Arkansas.
We don't tolerate any further assembly in this area.
Listen. Everything around these students said they were not welcome. The authority of the state of Arkansas was arrayed against them. Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus evoked a higher authority than the federal government.
In the name of God, whom we all revere, in the name of liberty we hold so dear, in the name of decency which we all cherish, what is happening in America? Is every right reserved to the states by the federal Constitution now lost?
Consider how much faith you would have in the federal government to run this gauntlet to go to school. Sure, soldiers from the 101st Airborne were there to enforce the federal order, but Washington must have seemed very far away to the nine black students facing white students who, as you can hear, openly opposed integration.
They've got their schools, and they can go to their own schools. Because we ain't going over their schools to start anything with them, and they're not coming over here and starting anything with us.
But this first moment of integration in U.S. education would lead to a social and political revolution, which you can hear in some of the students who spoke that day.
This boy was sitting by himself. The whole table was cleared. Mm-hmm. This white girl and this white boy of very high standards got up and went over and asked the Negro very politely if he would like to come and sit with him. Because if I was a white student and I was asked to go to color school and I was sitting at a table by myself, I would want to be taken in because I would feel like an idiot just sitting there.
That social revolution could not have happened had not some young kids 51 years ago today believed in the full faith and credit of the United States government. Here's one of the nine, Ernest Green, speaking last year to CBS News.
Given that we had spent 3 weeks trying to get into class, the fact that the federal government was going to use all of their might to help us get into Central High School was a terrific feeling.
More than a feeling. 51 years later, candidates from both parties plead now with voters to find a way to restore confidence in government.
Americans are hurting very badly. We got to reform government. But right now, we have to restore trust and confidence in government.
If it weren't for government, then we wouldn't have a Civil Rights Act. And so part of my job, I think, as president, is to make government cool again.
True. But thinking of the tension and courage it must have taken for the Little Rock Nine to simply go to school, maybe we can aim higher. Maybe we shouldn't settle for government to be simply cool. Give us something big to aim for.
We had to fight off.